Show. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening. We are part of the Cross Politic Network. Go over to crosspolitic.com. Pray about becoming a member, coming alongside of us and supporting us as we roll out new shows, new content, great new benefits. And you are going to be helping us proclaim the Lordship of Jesus in every area of life. So please pray for us and also pray about supporting us becoming a member. So today we are going to talk about how to quickly increase your profits. And this is applicable not just for businesses, not just if you are managing a P&L for a group or a division, but also for you as families and managing your family finances. Just consider the profits, or instead of thinking about profits, think about how much you save month to month or paycheck to paycheck, whatever it may be. And I thought about this episode, or I thought about this topic from reading an article about Walmart. And in the article, they talked about how they're saving $200 million, and they say, quote unquote, over time. I'm not sure what over the time is, if it's a few years, 5 years, 10 years, but they're saving $200 million by simply changing out the light bulbs. By replacing the light bulbs with a different kind of light bulb, they're going to be saving $200 million. That is an amazing amount of savings. Also in the article, it said they're going to be saving $20 million a year from changing the floor wax that they're using. Walmart is so big that these little changes can impact so much of their bottom line. And so much goes into keeping up the stores that has nothing to do with the products they sell or advertising to their customers and how many customers are growing quarter to quarter, but just simply the maintenance of their assets, their stores, and how they maintain them and what products they use. They could do a lot to increase profits, to cut down on those costs. And this brings up a little side point that I would just want to emphasize, that we all hate it, but how important bureaucracy is. Because just as much as simply changing a light bulb or simply changing the wax on their floors, and they're able to save hundreds of millions of dollars, they could also lose hundreds of millions of dollars by doing simple things like changing a light bulb as well. And having a bureaucracy in such a company like Walmart helps them, it protects them from someone making a stupid decision, someone going off the rails and having a bad idea and running with it and having severe losses from it. Now, bureaucracies by definition are hard to work in because of all the safety triggers they have and all the compliance issues and all those things like that, but there is a reason for it, there is a purpose. If a company like Walmart did not have a bureaucracy, they would be in trouble. There would be no checks and balances, there would be no systems to work through, and just as much as they could save hundreds of millions of dollars, they could also lose it, and their shareholders would not be happy. All right, so back to the, how do we quickly increase profits? Well, there are two ways to increase profits. Profits are created when revenues are greater than the expenses, or your income is greater than your bills, if you're thinking of it from a household perspective. When your revenue, when the money you are bringing in is greater than what is going out, that is when the profits come. That is when the savings come, if you're looking at it from the family aspect. So there's two things that need to happen. Either revenues need to increase or costs need to decrease. I want to ask this one question and see what you think. And if you need to pause the show to really think about it, what would you rather have? Would you rather have an extra dollar in revenue, or would you rather cut a dollar in cost? What is more beneficial to profit? What grows profit more? What is the quickest way to increase profits? Is it to gain a dollar in revenue or to cut a dollar in cost? Should I play some Jeopardy music or something, give you a few seconds to think that through? And the dirty little trick question in this is that a dollar in revenue has costs associated with it that you don't just automatically think about. think about it this way. When you look at a financial statement, there's this whole line that's called cost of goods sold. That is all of the things that went into selling that product. The cost of selling that product is attributed to the sale. So that $1 in revenue doesn't translate into $1 of profit increase because there's all these costs that go into this. All right, so let's go through an example to really drive home the importance of understanding your revenue and your costs. So let's just assume that you make $1,000 after taxes and there's no other things that are taken out of your paycheck. You just make $1,000 take home pay and you're a single earning household. So that's how much your household makes. Then let's just assume that your cost for that same paycheck cycle is $500, and that includes clothing, that includes rent, that includes food. So you're saving $500. $1,000 comes in, $500 goes out in cost, and then you have $500 in savings. You want to make an extra $250. So you pick up a shift to do that. And now you are making $1,250 per paycheck. But you have to pay for babysitting to watch your kids for those extra hours that you're picking up. You start eating out instead of cooking in, which increases your food costs. You're bumped into another tax bracket from the $1,000 tax bracket to the $1,250 tax bracket. And let's just say all of those extras is $50 in additional cost. So that extra $250 really isn't an extra $250. It's only $200. So you're only gonna realize, you're only going to see in your checking account $1,200 instead of $1,250, the $1,000 that you were making, and then that $250 from the extra shift. When you factor in those other costs, you're only really seeing an increase of $1,200. Now, let's just say instead of picking up that extra shift, you were still making that $1,000 a paycheck, but to cut down on that $500 cost per paycheck, you decided to refinance your house. And refinancing your house saves you $250 a cycle for the paycheck. So instead of saving $500, the original $1,000 minus the $500 in cost, it's now $1,000 in take-home pay minus the $250 cost per cycle. So your savings went up $750 instead of just $700 of picking up that extra shift. And that is the same principle that applies to business as well. There's marginal costs that are associated, variable costs that are attached to the revenue you make. So when you realize that when you increase revenue, there's costs associated with that, it really drives home the point of how valuable it is to find ways to cut costs, because that goes straight to your bottom line. When you cut a dollar in cost, you are increasing dollar for dollar that profit. But when you increase revenue, it is not dollar to dollar because there's other costs associated with that. And just having that understanding in business is going to help you tremendously, especially if you are managing a company, if you're managing a P&L. That is why big companies are so quick to look to cut costs when the economy takes a dive, when sales numbers are going to be tough, because when they cut costs, they are able to maintain those profit margins and those earnings per share if they're a publicly traded company. And it's a quick boost to the bottom line, to the profit, to the savings if you're a family. Now, because of this understanding, one of the things that companies typically do is cut labor, because labor costs are usually the largest cost in a company. And the companies look at it from accounting perspective and think, oh, these are my payroll expenses. I need to cut those. I can cut those pretty easily. I can lay off people and maintain my business because business isn't as good. I don't need as many employees. And there's not a long-term look or a long-term perspective when they start cutting these employee costs and they start letting employees go. And I would just really encourage you, even though it's tempting in hard times, to think about just cutting your staff when to adjust for the volume that you have and to make more profits. But think of, really, you need to think about your employees as capital. They are people that get industry knowledge. They know the company. They adapt to the culture. You've poured in time and resources into developing them, into shaping them for the roles that they have. And it's going to cost a lot of money for you to replace them when the economy turns around. So I think it's a net loss when you are cutting quality employees. Now, I am not against getting rid of bad employees. If you are getting rid of employees that aren't providing you value, more power to you, your company is going to be better off. But what I'm talking about is those employees have been with you. They know the industry. They do the job well. If it, maybe it hurts the bottom line for a few quarters until the economy recovers or before your strategy kicks in or whatever, but when it does, you're gonna have those people alongside of you. You're gonna have the morale that people know that you are invested in them, and your company and your culture is just gonna be better off. So that is just my one warning with understanding that cutting costs goes right to the bottom line and how beneficial it is to cut costs. That there are a lot of extra costs that you don't necessarily see that will impact your company in the long run if you just go right to cutting employees. All right, I hope that helps. If you have any questions about that, about profits, revenue, cost, just the structure of that, please reach out to me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, How to Build a Tent. You could email me, matthowtobuildatent.com. Love to hear from you guys. I'm praying for you, and I hope that you guys are blessed and have a great week. I'll talk to you next time. God bless.